1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa, this afternoon as we get set for the men's game between Hastings College and Dort College. I'll spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. And coach, I don't know what it is about this place, but it's been a tough one to handle up here in the Sioux Center. This is a tough place to play.
No question. I mean, they get a great crowd. It's a loud atmosphere. It's really hard to hear in there. And they got a good basketball team. You know, they play aggressively. They play well, and we'll have to be ready to go.
One thing about it, we have been more competitive when we played Dort in the past. We lost earlier this season, 83-76. Stayed with this team a couple of times last year. So we have been competitive, and we've just not been able to pick up a win.
Well, we just got to get over the hump with them. You know, and a lot of it starts with slowing them down. They like to play a fast pace. You know, you mentioned they average 87 points a game. And so we've got to slow the tempo down on them. Don't let them get fast shots, make them pass the ball around, and keep them off the free throw line. You know, they shoot a lot of free throws, as you mentioned earlier, and we got to make sure that we keep them off the line.
Yeah, they've shot 260 more free throws than we have so far this season. What's the key to getting them to the line, and number two, keeping them off of the line for us defensively?
Well, I think there's a couple things. We talk about Ron Baker hands, and that means getting your hands off, getting your hands wide, staying down your defensive stance. And then when you go up and they go up to shoot, you got to get your hands straight up, make sure you're vertical, and make them make shots over you. A lot of times I think they're trying to draw body contact. I don't know. They're even concerned about making the shot, but they want to get to the free throw line. They do a good job of it. So we've got to make sure we're disciplined. And then we worked on some things this week to hopefully slow down the pace and make them play a slower game.
Two wins in our last two outings, the one over Concordia and then the knocking off a nationally ranked team last Saturday at Briarcliff. What's been going on with us the last two games? Played pretty well.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's not really complicated. We haven't put those two teams on the free throw line a lot. We cut down the number of trips to the free throw line by having our hands wide, by challenging shots but not fouling. And then we've taken good care of the ball. You know, we had 13 turnovers at Concordia. We had 10 against Briarcliff. And Briarcliff probably pressures from start to finish better than any team in the league. Those two areas have been really big for us. And we've been very efficient on offense. We've gotten good shots, and we've made shots.
It's a 50% from the field against Briarcliff, 58% from three-point territory. So we're knocking down the shots where maybe the previous games that we had trouble with.
Yeah, I think Tobin's found his range on the three-point shot. Of course, he's a tough matchup, you know, inside and out. And Connor Musial's really playing with a lot of confidence right now. He doesn't need a lot of space, gets his shot off quick. And so those guys have really helped us. And Carson Bloom has had two really good games. He's really coming into his own here late in the year.
And defensively, you hold Briarcliff 14 points below their season average. So we got it done defensively last Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we talked about before the game, the key to them is ball screen defense. I thought our ball screen defense was real good. I thought Damian Austin did a great job containing Shane Graves. You look at Briarcliff going to Dort and beating him 174 Wednesday. Well, Shane Graves was the key, scored 25 points. Damian guards him, and our other guards guard him in that game. He's 1-for-9 from the field, doesn't get dribble penetration. That's a huge thing for us containing the ball.
You just mentioned Briarcliff going to Dort last week or last Wednesday and beating this team. Why were they successful in that game?
You know, they just really were on the attack. They did a good job of bringing Dort's bigs away from the basket. You got to make Den Herter. You got to make Wolterstorff get away from the rim. Den Herter's 6'10", and if you're just on the block and he can beat on you, that's not an advantage for you. So we got to do a good job spacing the floor. Briarcliff did that, and they just really went at him and kept attacking the whole game.
So what they did on Wednesday is probably pretty much in our game plan what we have to do here today.
Well, we had already talked about, you know, getting ready for them, doing the things that Briar was doing. But then when you watch the film, you're like, okay, yeah, that looks good because, you know, they had a hard time guarding Briarcliff. And you got to keep Dort off the boards. You know, they get a lot of free throws, too, because they get second shot opportunities. They're a really aggressive team. So we've got to do a good job keeping them off the line, keeping them off the boards.
It's kind of a different challenge than we had last Saturday. Briarcliff maybe a little bit more perimeter-oriented than what we're going to see today. This is a team that just likes to put their head down and drive their way to the basket.
Yeah, they're real aggressive driving it. Wolterstorff and Rindle shooting off a lot of free throws. So you got to do a good job again. We talked about our hands and then challenging shots, but not committing silly fouls, not putting them in the one-and-one early. You know, you can't be looking at the clock with 13 minutes left and they're in the one-and-one. You know, when we played the playoff game there last year, that's the best that we've done in not fouling. I think we only had four team fouls the first half, so we've got to have a similar effort in terms of not fouling.
And so this is a team that's going to put some points on the scoreboard, averaging 87 points per ball game. We're going to do some different things today to try to slow these guys down, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, we've played strictly all man. We've worked on some soft presses and a little bit of zone stuff if we have to go to it. We had it in for previous games, but we didn't need to use it. You know, we defended well against Concordia. We defended well against Briar. But we've had a week to prepare, so we've done some of those things. And, you know, it's one of those things we're going to start in man, see how the game goes, and we'll have to make adjustments as we go along.
Talk about some of the keys in their offensive cog here. Nathan Rendles, he's averaging about 16 points per ball game. Just talk about him.
Well, Rendles is one of those aggressive drivers. I mean, he's really good getting to his right hand. He's fast down the floor. He pushes the ball before. He's always putting pressure on you. Does not shoot a lot of three-point shots. Shooting about 20%, 25% from the arc. Hasn't taken a lot of attempts, but he's gotten a ton to the free throw line. I forget the number. I think it's like 170 times already this year, and he just drives the ball really well, and he's a good rebounding guard. We've talked a lot about keeping him off the boards.
They do have a couple of three-point specialists, so to speak, the Sumner kid and also the Terpstra kid. They've both taken over 125 threes this year. Talking about those two guys.
Yeah, those guys are the exact opposite of Olsterstorff and Rendles. They're three-point shooters. They don't go to the basket much. They've taken 100-something threes and only 20 or 30 twos. So you've got to be aware of personnel. We've got to do a good job of recognizing personnel. Get to those guys, because if you give them space, they can really shoot the ball.
What's in about the Olsterstorff kid?
Olsterstorff, same thing. A lot like Rendles, except he's 6'5", drives it really hard, good rebounder, an aggressive player. It'll be interesting because Wednesday night, I don't think he had the outing that he'd like to have, and so we've got to be alert to the fact that he's probably going to come with a purpose.
And this is a team that beat us earlier this season, 83-76. What do we got to do differently maybe from that game?
Well, you know, they beat us 47-34 on the boards. That can't happen. We cannot have an effort where we get beat by 13 on the glass and they get a lot of second shot opportunities. They made 34 free throw trips. That can't happen. We've got to keep them to 20 or less free throws. We've got to keep them off the free throw line. We've got to keep them out of transition. We can't give up second shots.
Really turns out to be a pretty good ball game and a big game for us as we try to scratch our way back into the tournament.
Yeah, no question. You know, we've played really well the last couple games. I think we're getting a little bit of a rhythm. I think we've got confidence. This is a great test for us because this is truly the most difficult place to play on the road because the crowd's great. The noise level is high. We've talked a lot to our players who haven't played in that type of environment, what to expect. And that's one of those things, Mike, you can talk about it, but until they experience it. So we'll see how we respond in tough situations.
I was going to say, can we prepare for what we're going to be faced with this afternoon?
Well, we've talked a lot about if they go on a run, it's going to get really, really loud. And we've got to make sure that we get the shot we want, not just a shot or a fast shot. So when they go on a 4 or 6 point run and the crowd's going crazy like they will, our guys have to be disciplined to get the best shot possible.
Easiest way to take the crowd out of the ball game is for us to play well. Shut them up, huh?
Yeah, you know, Briarcliff did that. I mean, they were up, 17, 18 points at halftime, continued that. I think at one point it was 85-49. And the crowd was quiet. So that's what you got to do. But understand, Dort's got a lot of pride coming off that game. I'm sure they're going to have some good practices, and they're going to be ready to go tomorrow.
After two wins, after our 10 losses, a little bit more bounce in our step this week?
You know, we talked a lot about even our 10 losses. Our guys practiced hard. But, yeah, when you win, they come with more confidence. They got that gleam in their eye. They start thinking about, hey, we got to continue to do this. They understand that our work's not done, that we still got a lot of work ahead of us. But I think they're looking forward to the challenge of Saturday.
One good thing, Brandon Krause back in the lineup today.
Yeah, Brandon's feeling better. He went hard this week. He's had a lot of back troubles, forced him to miss some games. Brandon's a really good defender, attacks the basket well, so it gives us a little bit more depth at the guard position, and defensively he's been real good all year.
Back to full strength, team?
Yeah, we really are. Tobin's feeling good. That's a big thing. All of our guys are healthy, and so we're ready to go.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gabers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. Hastings and Dort today on 1230 KHAS.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon, getting set for the men's ball game between Hastings and the Dort Defenders. The scoreboard is complete on the women's side of things now. We'll get to that before we look at the starting lineups for the men. Hastings College again winning over Dort today by a score of 66-49. Dakota Wesleyan wins in Mitchell, South Dakota this afternoon over the Doane College Tigers, 80-64. It was Northwestern getting by Midland down the road here in Iowa, 68-59. Morningside took care of Nebraska Wesleyan today, 79-59. And then Concordia is just getting ready to tip off with their ball game. They're playing their All-Concordia tournament this weekend. They got a ball game with Concordia of Wisconsin. That's scheduled to tip off at 4 o'clock here this afternoon. So it's Hastings College and the Dort Defenders here this afternoon in men's college basketball. Hastings coming in 8-15 in the season, but the Broncos have won their last two games here. After going on a 10-game losing streak, Hastings has come back with wins over Concordia, 87-60. And last week beat nationally ranked Briar Cliff, 84-66. So Hastings on a two-game winning streak, 8-15 on the year, 5-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort coming in at 15-8. They are 7-7 in the conference. They're coming off of a loss the other night to Briar Cliff, losing by a score of 100-74 here at home. Dort beat Hastings earlier this season in a ball game played in mid-December back at the Osborne Sports Complex, beating the Broncos by a score of 83-76. Dort is 16-4 against the Hastings College in men's basketball since these two teams have started playing one another. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball today on 1230 KHAS. Singing the national anthem here at the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center here this afternoon. Hastings and Dort getting sent to go at it here today. Again, as we mentioned right before the anthem, 16-4 Dort is leading this all-time series with Hastings College, and the Broncos have never won in this building at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Place is usually very raucous. It is very loud here, although we're not going to be at a capacity level like we have seen a couple of times when we have come up here up in Sioux Center, but it's going to be three quarters full, and this place will be a wild one here this afternoon. Starting lines are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings College, Damian Austin, 5'9", and a freshman out of Kearney. Carson Bloom, a 5'10" junior out of Minden. Tobin Reinwald, 6'5", and a senior out of Lincoln. Drew Callahan, 6'7", and a freshman out of North Platte. And Zach Lena, a 6'5", and senior out of Omaha, getting the start here for Hastings College. For the Dort defenders, Brian Sumner, 6'2", and a sophomore from Ankeny, Iowa. Nathan Rindles is a 6'1", and a junior from Boulder, Colorado. Andrew O'Donnell is 6'3", and a freshman from Sioux Center. Tyler Walderstorff is a 6'5", and senior from Sioux Center. And David Dan Herter as a 6'9" and senior from Sioux Center, Iowa. Dort going to be dressed in their white homestanding uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the gold and the black. Hastings College in their visiting gray uniforms here this afternoon in their crimson trim. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right. Hastings 8-15 on the season, 5-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Broncos are currently sitting in ninth place in the conference standings. Top eight teams move into the GPAC postseason tournament. The Broncos right now trailing the Concordia Bulldogs by just a half a game with Dort right behind us. So three teams will be battling for one final spot in the GPAC tournament coming up at the end of February. Dakota Wesleyan on top. Midland Morningside and Briarcliff, the top four teams, and then Dort currently sitting in fifth place in the standings at 7-7. So we're set to go. Hastings and Dort, men's college basketball. Dort controls the opening tip. The defenders will come up the floor. Hastings will start off in a man-to-man defense, but don't be surprised to see the Broncos in a zone later on today. There's a shot from the top of the key. It's thrown up there. It's no good. Bound for the rebound. It's picked up on the baseline by Rindles. He's very good. Now the ball slapped out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called. Rindles got the offensive board, and it was slapped out of his hands from behind there by Carson Bloom, but Carson picks up a personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. First foul is called just 18 seconds into the ballgame. Dort shoots a ton of free throws. Look to them to try to get to the free throw line as much as possible here this afternoon. Shot on the wing. Here's Sumner. Shot's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound is ripped out of the hands of Reinwald in the lane. There's a shot taken. It's no good by O'Donnell. The ball goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Hastings College will play it in for the first time here this afternoon. Here comes Hastings with the ball. Dort has shot 260 more free throws than Hastings College has this year. There's a shot by Callahan. That's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Dort, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Dort. Brian Sumner picks up his first personal foul, first team foul on defenders. So Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket, just underway. No score between Dort and Hastings today. Carson Bloom has got the ball out here in the three-point territory. Carson, bounce pass goes inside. Lena's got the ball. Lena's going to be tied up in the play. Jump ball is going to be called. Lena kind of mishandled the ball in the paint there, and then he was tied up by Tyler Walderstorff. So it's going to be Hastings playing things in on the alternating jump. Hastings got the arrow here on this possession. Here's Reinwald inbounding the ball. He's going to come way out on top to Damian Austin. Austin holds the ball 25 feet away from the basket. Now dribbles to the left side of the lane. Gives it here to a Reinwald. Entry pass. They get it to a Zach Lena. Scores around to the basket. Drives the ball toward the goal. He's double teamed. Lena has to get rid of it on the baseline. Looking. Finally, pass comes out here. It's tipped out of bounds. Nope. Picked up on the far sideline by Carson Bloom. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Carson Bloom goes inside to Callahan. Dribbles once. And then we got a whistle. And a foul again is going to go on Dort. Another foul here will go on the Dort defenders. It's going to go on David Dan Herter. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two on Dort. Hastings again will play things in to get the fresh shot clock. They get it to Reinwald, twisting on the baseline. He's double-teamed. Comes out to Austin, out to Carson Bloom. No score between Hastings and Dort. Here's Reinwald, fakes the three, dribbles it inside, stops, goes for the hoop. His shot good. Reinwald scores for Hastings, gets the first field goal of the ball game. 2-0 is the score. 18-34 to play here in the first half. Here's a Walderstorff for the ball. Now for Dort. Gives it away to O'Donnell. O'Donnell down to Sumner. Back on the right side to Walderstorff. Top of the key to Rindles. Now left side to Sumner. Takes it down the low block left side. Gets it in to Dan Herter. His shot from underneath the basket is going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Callahan. Callahan's got the ball for Hastings into the forecourt to Damian Austin. And they throw the ball away. Austin leading the break back the other way. Got to get it down to Lena. He kind of bobbles the ball out of bounds and a turnover on Hastings. The place is going to be loud in here this afternoon. Bill Gavers told us during the pregame show this is the loudest place that he has coached or played in. He's played in some loud ones on the high school level when he was at Grand Island Central Catholic, but he says this place is the loudest place he has ever coached in. Hastings right now with a two-point lead. There's a Sumner with the ball. They get it on the left side. Now inside to Dan Herter. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down offensively to Walderstorff. Back outside, Sumner dribbles down the lane. His shot's going to be deflected. Ball is loose on the baseline again. It's picked up down there by Rindles. He goes up his shot. No good, and he's hammered on the play. Bloom picks up his second. Carson Bloom picks up his second personal foul. That's one of the keys to winning this ball game that Coach Gavers talked about in the pregame show. We've got to keep Dort off of the free throw line. He shot 34 free throws in that first game. And he beat us back in Hastings at 83-76. We came up here a year ago, and he shot 50 free throws plus in one of the three games that we played last year. The shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good by Nathan Rindles. He's an 85% foul shooter in the season, fifth in the conference. His shot is up there. It's good, and Dort is on the scoreboard. 2-1 is the score. Hastings with a lead here with 17 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the first half from the DeWitt Gymnasium. Here's Damian Austin with the ball. Austin goes over to Carson Bloom. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. His shot off the window is going to be no good. Dan Herter grabs the rebound. Dan Herter gets the ball. Now to Rindles. He brings it back 3-on-3. Nice pass to Sumner. Shot good. Ryan Sumner scoring on the pass there from Nathan Reynolds, and Dort has their first lead of the ball game now in 3-2. Here's Damian Austin for Hastings. Down to Drew Callahan. Callahan hands it back to it. Austin comes out here to Lena. Lena brings it back to Damian for three. Shot is up there right down through the hole. Damian Austin hits a three-pointer. He's been hitting only 16% of his three-pointers this year. He nails one there. Gives the Broncos the lead. 5-3 is the score. 3 minutes into the ball game here from Sioux Center. Here's a Walter storm for the ball. Bounce pass to Dan Herter. He's a big cookie to crumble here. He's a big guy. Dan Herter comes out here in the 3 points here. It's to Rendles. He drives the ball, spins to the free throw line, kicks it out to Wallerstor for three. Hits the front iron, no good. Offensive rebound, O'Donnell. He goes back, his shot, no good. Tip trying, no good. Lena has the rebound, the pile up, three players to the deck, and a jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Dort defenders. Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Inbounding the ball is O'Donnell. Lobs it down low. His shot's going to be taken there by Leighton Sampson. It's going to be no good. Sampson just checked in there. And the rebound comes down to Drew Callahan of Hastings. The Broncos have the ball in a two-point lead. 5-3 is the score. Hastings has the advantage. Here's Carson Bloom. Circles around down the lane. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Feenstra, who's into the ball game now for Dorn, as they made his substitutions there on that last dead ball. Here's O'Donnell with the ball, gets it back inside, a shot up there and in. Leighton Sampson scoring there for Dort. He's averaging 11 points per ball game, and the defenders have come back to tie things up now at 5 points apiece. Hastings with the ball. Here's Lena. Lobs the ball. It's going to be over the head of Reinwald, and the ball is recovered here by Nathan Rendles. A second turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Rendles dribble penetration out to the top of the key. Feenstra brings it over on the wing. Entry pass inside now to a Sampson. Puts Callahan in the air and scores. Leighton Sampson scores. A couple of field goals since coming in off of the bench. 7-5 is the score now. Hastings College down by 2 points. Broncos have the ball. Carson Bloom. High right side. That's Reinwald. Now to Drew Callahan, top of the key. Lobs the ball down low. Bloom grabs it. His shot is up and in. Carson Bloom scores on a nice pass there by Drew Callahan, the freshman out of North Platte. And Hastings College has come back to tie the score now at 7 points apiece. Feenstra with the ball. Feenstra now to O'Donnell. Takes the ball down to the baseline, runs into traffic, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three in the Broncos. Connor Musel into the ball game. Now Brandon Krause coming into the ball game as well, and John DeWard. Krause has been out for a couple of ball games with a back issue. So Brandon Krause back into the ball game here for Hastings College as we play against the Dort defenders, and he steals the ball here. The pass came into the lane, and Krause grabs the ball. He runs it back the other way, runs into traffic, and a foul is going to be called. Brandon Krause got the steal and took off there for the Broncos and runs into a couple of defenders on the other end. Patrick Knoblaugh picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Alex Thayer. Austin will come to the bench. 15:02 to play. Here in the first half, Hastings 7 and Dort 7. John DeWard with the ball. Now it's Alex Thayer, the product out of Superior. Alex Thayer goes inside to Musel. His free throw line jumper is off of the left side. No good. Offensive rebound back up there is DeWard. His shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Feenstra. Feenstra gets the ball away. O'Donnell runs her back the other way for Dort. High right side is going to be Terpstra. Terpstra sends it right side of the lane. That's a Knoblaugh. Top of the key. Here's Terpstra. He throws up a three. His shot good. Alex Terpstra hitting 36% of his three-pointers this year. He buries one there from the top of the key. That gives Dort a three-point lead. 10-7 over Hastings. Broncos have the ball. There's Drew Callahan on the wing on the right side. Callahan dribbles once. Comes out to Brandon Krause. Krause behind his screen trying to penetrate. Stops at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Musel for a three. Good! Connor Musel throws down a three-pointer. Hastings comes back to tie the score at 10 points apiece. A good start here for the Broncos. We're down to 14 minutes to play here in the first half. Tied up at 10 points apiece. They lob the ball down low. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be a no good there. And the ball's out of bounds. They got it on the low block on the right side to Leighton Sampson. Shot wouldn't go. Here comes some more substitutions in there. Waldersdorf is checking back in. Ryan Sumner coming back in now for Dort. Dort will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They will get things into Sampson, who hands the ball away here. That's going to be Reynolds. He drives the ball into the lane, and he's going to be fouled into play. Reynolds just took the ball out of the lane there and runs into a Bronco. Didn't he look like he was wanting to go for the shot? He's kind of ran into Connor Musial and draws the personal foul. That's what Billy's talking about right in front of us now. And he looked like he wanted to shoot that, but he just ran into Connor Musial and Connor gets hit with a personal foul. It's going to the free throw line by Reynolds, and his shot is going to be no good. Reynolds will have one boys now, one out of three from the line today. He's fifth best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, knocking down 85% of his foul shots this year. Tied up at 10 points apiece. Next shot is up there and in. That gives Dort an 11-10 advantage here in men's college basketball after the Hastings College women's team knocked off Dort in the opener by a score of 66-49. There's Alex Thayer with the ball. Thayer moves it over to Ryan Wald, high left side behind his screen. Now they give the ball to John DeWard. He goes for the hole. He's cut off, comes back out to Reinwald. Reinwald down in the corner to Krause. He drives the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound tipped down. It's picked up here by Dort. Alex Terpstra with the ball for Dort. Comes to the near sideline to Walderswerf. He drives his shot good, and he's fouled into play. Let's see. Reinwald was knocked down. An offensive charging foul, I think. Yep, an offensive charging foul is going to be called on Walderswerf. The bucket does not count. Runs over Reinwald. So Hastings has got the ball back here. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 11-10. 13-22 to play in the first half from the DeWitt Gymnasium here in the Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Here comes Hastings back with the ball. This is Alex Thayer. Thayer moves over to Reinwald. He drives against Sumner. Reinwald has got it at the elbow. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Terpstra. Terpstra runs her back the other way for the Dort defenders to Sumner down in the corner to Walderstorff. Walderstorff back out of the wing. A three-pointer put up there and in. Alex Terpstra nails his second three-pointer in the ball game, and Dort has a four-point lead. And now Billy wants to call a timeout. You've got to stop the runs here for Dort because this is a team that can rattle off 15, 20 points at just a moment's glance. Timeout, Hastings 12:53 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 14, Hastings College 10.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's getting it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Hastings trailing in the ballgame now by a score of 14-10. 7 minutes into the first half here from the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center. Hastings with the ball. Alex Thayer here at the top of the key. Moves it over to Reinwald. High near side. Reinwald, entry pass. They get it to Zach Lena at the free throw line. Lena takes off down the lane, down in the corner. Krause for three. Shot is up there. Short, no good. Rebound comes down to Walderstorff. Walderstorff to the near sideline to Reynolds. He drives the ball all the way to the goal. The shot's going to be blocked down. The ball is loose. It's picked up down here, and the shot is up and in. Leighton Sampson picks up the blocked shot and scores for a Dort. 16-10 is the score. Now the pass is deflected out of bounds as Hastings are trying to bring the ball to the far sideline. 16-10. The Broncos are down by 6 points. Hastings will inbound the ball right in front of the Dort student body section as Reinwald takes a little ribbing there from the guys in the front row. Hastings with the ball. They get things in. Reinwald has got it now at the top of the key. Moves it over to Carson Bloom. High left side, Carson behind the screen. Bloom penetrates down the lane. His shot is up there. It's good. Collision, and a foul is going to be called, and the bucket counts. Bloom gets the field goal to go down. He runs over a guy down there. It's going to be a Sumner. Sumner picks up his second personal foul. Bloom gets the field goal. Now Carson will go to the free throw line to try to tack on one more. 16-12 was the score. Hastings down by 4 points. Carson Bloom, a 70% foul shooter on the season here for Hastings. Carson Bloom, acrobatic, down the lane he went. A couple of players went down, Bloom and Sumner, and Sumner gets it with a personal foul. The shot from the free throw line is off the left side, no good. Rebound to Sampson. Sampson down to Nathan Reynolds into the forecourt. Now to O'Donnell. O'Donnell sends it down in the corner to Reynolds. Back out to O'Donnell across the top to Terpstra. Down to O'Donnell again. Right sideline to Nathan Reynolds. Reynolds puts it on the floor, dribbles once, moves to his right, gets it to the right side. Terpstra shots a three. Good. Alex Terpstra has come on to hit 3 3-pointers here in the ball game for Dort in the first half. 19-12 now. The defenders have the lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Connor Musel on the far sideline. Connor goes inside. Ryan Wald shot from 10. That one won't go. Rebound Reynolds. Nathan Reynolds running back for Dort. Dribbles behind his back out here in 3 points here. It's way to Terpstra. Jump pass down in the corner is going to be deflected out of bounds by Tobin Reinwald. Into the ball game now is going to be Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra comes in. Leighton Sampson checks out. Alex Terpstra averaging 9 points per ball game. He's got 3 threes here for Dort in the first half. He scored just 7 points the entire game the last time these two teams played. Alex Terpstra has come on here in this ball game to ignite this team. Dort with a 7 point lead now, 19-12 over Hastings. Entry pass to get it inside. That's going to be Waldersdorf. Down to Terpstra. They work it back around to the left wing. That's Reynolds with the ball. High above his head. Skip pass goes to the far side to O'Donnell. Moves it down in the corner of the ball. Tapped loose. O'Donnell has got the ball. Jump pass out on top to Reynolds. Now to Terpstra. Shot again for three. Is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Waldersdorf. Another offensive board there for Dort. Here's Terpstra again for three. His shot is up there. That one won't go. Ball tapped around. Waldersdorf has got the ball again. Waldersdorf keeps it alive here for Dort. To O'Donnell. O'Donnell sends it back to Reynolds on the wing on the right side. The ball tipped away from Austin. He goes after it. He can't get to it. Reynolds bounce pass inside. Feenstra's shot is going to be no good, but he's hammered on the play. Taylor Feenstra is on the play there by Reinwald of Hastings. Tobin just picked up his second. So Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line here for Dort. He's a 53% foul shooter in the season, 33 out of 62 from the line. And these guys have shot an unbelievable amount of free throws, 783 coming into the ball game here this afternoon. They've got 260 more than Hastings College has put up this year. Shot from the free throw line by Feenstra is going to be good. He'll get one more. Feenstra kind of hurt us the last time around. He scored 15 points in the ball game. Now Hastings has fallen down by 8 points, and Billy Gavers wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings. 10 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the first half. It's the Dort defenders out on top. Dort's got the lead. The defenders 20 and the Broncos 12.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Getting around the conference earlier today, it was Hastings beating Dort in women's play, 66-49. Dakota Wesleyan winners over Doan today up in Mitchell, 80-64. In Orange City, Iowa today, the Northwestern Red Raiders knocked out Midland, 68-59. In Sioux City today, number one ranked Morningside over Nebraska Wesleyan by 20, 79-59. And Concordia is playing a late ball game, just now getting started. Concordia against the Concordia of Wisconsin, and they're all Concordia tournament this weekend. 20-12 is the score here. Hastings College is falling behind the Dort defenders by 8 points. Taylor Feenstra will go back to the free throw line here for his second of two shots. So Taylor Feenstra will go to the line down for the Dort defenders, puts it up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. 21-12. Hastings needs a field goal now. There's a Damian Austin with the ball. Damian Austin being attacked out there in three-point territory. Gets it here to a Carson Bloom. Comes across the top. That's going to be Drew Callahan with the ball. Now we got somebody hit the deck down there. It's going to be Bloom. He was fouled in the play. That's a new guy, P.J. Trammell, that they moved up from the junior varsity team just for this ball game. He gets hit with a personal foul. Trammell now guarding Damian Austin. Austin spins left side of the lane, can't put up a shot, comes out to Bloom out here in 3 points territory. Lena sets a screen, they can't use it. Now over to Damian Austin down in the corner, having problems with a dribble. Now to Callahan. Callahan takes it to the top of the key, flips it away now to Bloom behind a screen from Lena. Carson down in the corner. Bounce pass comes to Lena. Zach trying to drive it, and an offensive foul. Knocks down Andrew O'Donnell and picks up the offensive foul. Zach's first personal foul. Turnover on Hastings. That's their fourth of the ballgame. 21-12 is the score now. Hastings College is trailing in the ballgame with 9 minutes and 45 seconds to play. In the first half, Connor Musel comes into the ballgame now for Hastings. Zach Lena will check out. We were tied at 10 points apiece. And Dort right now is on an 11-2 run. That was in the last 5 minutes or so. So an 11-2 run here for Dort in the first half. There's a P.J. Trammell with the ball. Down to Waldersdorf, top of the key. Left side down to Rindles. Down in the corner to P.J. Takes the ball into the lane. Jump pass. Goes down in the corner to O'Donnell. His shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound is out of bounds. Hastings had the rebound. Callahan had it, but then he came down. His back foot stepped out of bounds. So it's going to be Dort playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. P.J. Trammell will inbound the ball here for the Dort defenders. He gets it into Rindles. Rindles backs up, now spins on the baseline, puts up a shot around the rim and falls off. No good, but he's fouling the play. That one spun around there and dropped off of the left side. Austin picks up his first personal foul. So now Nathan Rindles will go back to the free throw line for Dort. Dort has shot 6 free throws in the ball game already. This will be number 7 and 8 right here. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Nathan Rundles now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line for Dort. Normally a pretty sure shooter. It's 85%. Nathan's second one is up there. That one is good. So it's 1 out of 2. And Dort is now getting a 10-point lead over Hastings. It is 22-12. A 12-2 run down for the defenders here in the first half of play. There's a counter. Musel the ball. Sends it right through the fingertips of Callahan out of bounds. Well, the Broncos really struggling offensively the past several trips down to the floor here. That ball just went sailing right through the fingertips of Drew Callahan. Turnover number 5 on Hastings. The Broncos are down by 10, 22-12. P.J. Trammell with the ball now for the Dort defenders. Out to O'Donnell. Entry pass to get it inside to Rindles. He is double-teamed, triple-teamed. The ball knocked loose. Rindles picks her back up. Goes inside to Feenstra. Now we got a 3-second violation. Taylor Feenstra. It's kind of surrounded in the lane there by Broncos, and he was unable to get out of there, and a 3-second violation is called on Dort. Second turnover on the defenders here in the ballgame. 8 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the first half. 22-12 is the score. Hastings College is trailing in the ballgame. Here's Musel. Connor Musel sends it to the far sideline to Carson Bloom. Bloom looking around, dumps it off down low to Callahan. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Drew Callahan works the baseline. They got him the ball finally. Nice pass there by Bloom. And Callahan puts it down through the hole, 22-14. Hastings down here in the ball game. There's an entry pass to get it inside. Throwing up a shot is Waldersdorf, and his shot is up and in. The Broncos had him surrounded. Waldersdorf gets the feed and scores. It's now 24-14. There's Damian Austin with the ball. Bounce pass. They get a Carson Bloom. Jump pass down in the corner to Musel for 3. Shot good. Connor Musel bangs home his second 3-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And now it's a 24-17 ball game. Hastings College down by 7 points with 7:50 to play here in this first half. Here's Trammell. They lob the ball. Left side of the lane. Feenstra has got it with his back to the basket. Now puts up a shot. Good. He banks one home over Luke Callahan. Feenstra scores. And again, the Broncos call a timeout. Hastings burns another timeout here. 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 26, Hastings 17.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private 4-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. The Concordia women out on top of Concordia of Wisconsin. 11-3 is the score. They've got 15:45 to play in the first half. So the Concordia women, ranked number 3 in the country, out on top of Concordia, Wisconsin. 11-3 in that all-Concordia tournament this weekend. 26-17 is the score here. Hastings St. Cecilia playing Lincoln Christian this afternoon in the championship ball game, the Centennial Conference Tournament down at Lincoln Christian. We'll have some scoring updates for you throughout this ball game here on 1230 KHS. That ball game should be getting started here in the next few minutes down in the capital city. 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings College is down by 9 points, 26-17, but the Broncos have the ball. Here comes Austin in the offensive zone to Carson Bloom inside to Reinwald, spins toward his right. His shot is up there and in. Reinwald down with a couple of field goals and 4 points. Hastings now trailing by just 7, 26-19 after giving up a 12-2 run there here in the first half of play. There's a Terpstra with the ball to the far sideline to O'Donnell to get it inside to Feenstra. Down to the top of the key. That's going to be a Walderstorff. Moves to his right on the dribble. Works against Reinwald. Kicks her back out here to Sampson, who's back into the ball game. Down in the left corner, O'Donnell. This shot for 3 is no good. Rebound Hastings. Carson Bloom runs her back the other way. Bloom now to Reinwald. Now to Carson for 3. His shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound is out of balance. Callahan is on the deck, but no foul call there. He was run over by Patrick Knobloch down there. And now they are going to call a foul on Knobloch. The guy underneath the basket comes over and whistles a foul. Knobloch picks up his second. So Callahan goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Callahan just 48% from the free throw line this season. He's 21 out of 43. His shot is up there. He misses that one. That's the second free throw of the day for the Broncos. 26-19. Hastings College trailing here in the ballgame. We're in the first half with under 7 minutes to play. Alex Terpstra moves it to O'Donnell. Free throw line extended right side. O'Donnell down in the corner. Now to Knobloch. Knobloch to Terpstra. Dribble penetration. He's cut off. Now to Knobloch. Left side to O'Donnell. Entry pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Drew Callahan of Hastings. That's the third turnover on Dort. The Broncos are trailing by 7. Hastings has the ball. There's a pass to O'Callaghan. His shot is up there from 3. Way off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Knobloch. Knobloch now to Terpstra. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be O'Donnell with the ball. Hastings still in the man-to-man defense. Out to Terpstra. To O'Donnell again. He drives it against Reinwald. He's cut off down there. Good defense by Tobin. Out on top now to Sumner. Sumner feeds it back inside. That's a Sampson. His shot over Hugh Callahan is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Damian Austin. Now to Tobin. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. But he's fouling the play. Reinwald takes the ball to the basket, and he's going to be fouled there by Leighton Sampson of Dort. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the defenders. Here in the first half of play, Reinwald will go to the line. Tobin with 4 points in the ball game so far. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. Tobin Reinwald now with 5 points in the basketball game. That ties him for 19th place on the all-time career scoring chart at Hastings College. He is now tied with Tim Shanahan, who played from 1977 to 1981. 1,579 points. Next one is up there. It's a no good. Tip try is no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by the Dort defenders. So it's 26-20. Hastings College back within 6 points. Driving is Sumner. Shots up there and in. Brian Sumner scoring there for the Dort defenders. It's now 28-20. There's a Musil. Shot for 3 is up there and in. Connor knocks down a 3-ball for Hastings. That's his third one of the ball game. It's now a 28-23 ball game. Hastings has battled back here. 5:20 to play. There's a Rindles with the ball. Rindles on the right side. Comes across the top. That's Knobloch. Knobloch back out to a Sumner. Sumner gives it away to Terpstra. There's a pass down. The baseline is going to be deflected away from Knobloch. The ball is recovered here by Hastings. The fourth turnover on Dort. Damian Austin has got the ball. Austin moves it to the left side of the floor now. Stops over there. Gets it to a John DeWard. Now to a Connor Musil. Connor fakes. Throws the ball down in the corner. That's Reinwald now underneath to DeWard. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down. Gets his own ball back. Goes back up. His shot no good. The ball tapped out. Picked up by Hastings. That's Bloom with the ball down in the corner. Cross court pass. That's Tobin fakes the 3. Takes the ball in the lane. Puts up a shot. It's up there and in. Reinwald scores for Hastings. Tobin now with 7 points in the ballgame, and the Broncos are back to within 3 points, 28 to 25. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Dort has got the ball. Here's Alex Terpstra. Terpstra to a Rindles again. Bounce pass down low, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring down there is going to be Den Herter. Ball circled the rim a couple of times there. Finally fell down through the hole. And Dort has now got a 5 point lead over Hastings. It's 30 to 25. Hastings with the ball. Here's Damian Austin to the near sideline again. Connor Musel. He holds it. Dort is in the man to man defense. And now we got a foul called here. Musel got the ball away to Austin, and he is fouled here right in front of the Dort bench. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line here for the 1-1. 3:59 to play. Allen is going to go on the Rindles. That's going to be his first. So going to the line for Hastings is going to be Austin. He's a 60% foul shooter in the season. 3 out of 5 from the line for Austin. His shot is up there, and the shot is off of there. No good as he misses the front end of the 1-1. Got to make those foul shots. 30 to 25. Hastings down by 5 points in the ballgame. Terpstra takes the ball on the rack, and he's going to be fouled in the play. So Terpstra is fouled. The personal foul is going to go on Austin. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Austin. That's going to send Dort back to the free throw line. This is Alex Terpstra with 3 three-pointers after he came in off of the bench right at the midway point of the first half. Terpstra has got 9 points in the ball game. His first free throw is up there. That one is good. Terpstra is an 81% foul shooter on the season. Dort as a team, next to the last as far as free throw percentage is concerned. They're hitting 69% for the year. Next shot is up there. Rattles out. No good. Rebound picked up on the hop here in the lane by Hastings. Jake Hansen now to the ball game for the Broncos. He picks up that last rebound. So here comes Hastings back the other way. They're trailing in the ball game by 6 at 31 to 25. Hastings has played a pretty good first half here in the Sioux Center this afternoon. Donner Musel with the ball out to Damian Austin. Austin dribbles to the top of the key, looking to penetrate. Flips the ball away now to Hansen. Jake Hansen goes over to Brandon Krause. Krause thought about pulling the trigger. Krause has a screen set. Nice pass down to DeWard. His shot is up and in. John DeWard set the screen, then rolled down the lane, and Krause got him the ball, and the Broncos are back within 4 points, 31 to 27. Here's Rindles in the lane. He's going to be tied up in the play, and now we got a foul called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Brandon Krause. He came out of there with the ball. As Rindles was surrounded by Broncos, and Krause just kind of ripped the ball out of his hands there and he picked up a personal foul. So Nathan Rindles goes back to the free throw line. Hastings, that's the 19th foul now on the Broncos. Here's a shot up there by Rindles. It's going to be no good as he misses the front end of the bonus, and a rebound comes down to John DeWard. So Hastings trailing by 4 points here, 31-27. 3 minutes to play in the first half from Sioux Center this afternoon. There's a Connor Muse over the ball. Muse takes it to the top of the key, drives it down the lane, puts it up there left-handed. His shot, no good, but he's knocked down in the play, and a foul is going to be called. Muse goes tumbling out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called there on Feenstra. That's going to be his first. So Taylor Feenstra picks up the personal foul. Muse goes to the free throw line for Hastings. 3 three-pointers in the ball game thus far. He'll have 2 shots here. That was the 10th team foul on the Dort defenders. Hastings down by just 4 points at 31 to 27. Looking for their 3rd straight win here this afternoon. The shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Musel. Damon Austin checks out of the ball game now for Hastings. Carson Bloom back in there. So Connor Musel to the free throw line. The freshman out of Lincoln will have 1 more shot here for Hastings College as he eyes the bucket at the 2:54 mark. Shot is up there and in. Musel hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and the Broncos are winning 2 points, 31 to 29. Under 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's a Walderstorff for the ball. They get it to Terpstra. Bounce pass goes down low to Walderstorff. To Terpstra. Out to a Trammell as he drives the ball into the lane. Kicks it back out to Walderstorff. Returns it back inside to Feenstra. Jump pass down in the left corner. That's Rindles with the ball. He's open. Takes a shot. Misses. No good. Rebound. He sings and a foul is going to be called. Who are they pointing at? Personal foul is going to be called here on the Broncos. It's going to go on Alex Thayer. That's going to be his first. A check that's going to go on John DeWard. I was going to say, Thayer's not even on the floor right now. John DeWard picks up the personal foul. Taylor Feenstra to the free throw line here. That's the 10th team foul on Hastings. So a two-shot opportunity, and Feenstra knocks one home. Taylor Feenstra now with the 5 points in the basketball game here for the Dort defenders. 32-29, Hastings College now trailing by 3 points. Feenstra's second shot is up there. It's good. 33-29. 2:29 to play. There in this first half from the DeWitt Gymnasium. Connor Musa with the ball now for Hastings. Muse comes over here on the high right side to Brandon Krause, not a Jake Hansen. Hansen returns it back to Krause. Spins away. Krause inside the free throw circle. Back out to Bloom. A shot for three. Good. Carson Bloom knocks home a three ball. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and Hastings going toe-to-toe with the Dort defenders. 33-32 is the score. Waldorf for the ball. Now to a Trammell. The former junior varsity player sends it down in the corner to the left side to Terpstra. His shot is going to be no good. Ball tapped out. Musil has got it. His pass down the floor. Krause grabs the ball. Krause in the baseline. Has it knocked out of his hands, and the foul is going to be called. Musil just threw the ball down the floor there. Krause picked it up right on the baseline. Then he was too far underneath the basket to go up for the shot. He tried to wheel on the baseline. He has fouled in the play as the ball was knocked out of his hands. And Krause will go to the free throw line for Hastings College. So Brandon Krause to the line here for the Broncos. He has not scored so far today. His shot is up there, and his shot is off of the right side. No good. He'll get one more. Last foul went on P.J. Trammell. Now he's going to check out. O'Donnell is back in there. Hastings College and Dort. And men's college basketball action here this afternoon, 33-32. The Dort defenders with a lead over Hastings. Here comes the next shot by Krause. It's up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It is no good, so Krause misses a pair. Now the ball's out of bounds. Dort will play things in. Dort is a team that consistently qualifies for the NAIA National Tournament. In fact, several years they made quite a run to the National Tournament. One time they come up here and they were the number one ranked team in the nation. They've had a good program up here in Sioux Center. There's a pass inside to Feenstra. A shot right in front of the basket. No good. Rebound comes down to Krause. So Hastings has the ball. They're trailing by one, 33-32. Krause finds a seam, and again he draws the personal foul. Take it right down the lane, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Andrew O'Donnell. That's going to be his first. So again, Brandon Krause will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Krause, the 6'2" senior out of Lincoln, been nursing some back issues the past couple of weeks, has missed a couple of ball games for Hastings, but back to full strength here for the Broncos and playing this one. Callahan shot from the free throw line is up there and in. Whether Krause's free throw is up there and in. They'll get one more. He's now 1 out of 3 from the stripe. His first point of the ballgame. Hastings is tied to score. 33-33 after giving up and a 12-2 run just a few minutes ago. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Dort defenders. Feenstra grabs the rebound. Now Nathan Reynolds into the forecourt. A pass here on the wing is deflected away from Terpstra. Now it's deflected out of bounds. Connor Musil deflects the ball from Terpstra out of bounds. I nearly got Alex landing in my lap here on the press row here on the near sideline. Here's a Reynolds with the ball at the top of the key now for Dort. They get it inside. That's going to be Sampson. His shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. The Broncos try to save it. They do. Right back out of bounds. Krause knocks it out for the leg of Leighton Sampson down there on the baseline to the right of the basket, and Hastings will play things in. 1:02 to play. They're in the first half. We're tied up at 33 points apiece. Broncos down the ball. There's a Brandon Krause. Brandon Krause comes over here on the wing on the right side to Carson Bloom. He circles around, kicks it out to Hansen for three. Bingo! Jake Hansen nails a three-pointer from a different area code from the left sideline. Hastings has the lead, 36-33 here in the first half. Here's Reynolds driving the ball to the rack, and a foul is going to be called. Again, Reynolds just kind of forces his way to the basket there, and a personal foul is going to be called down there on Hastings. They're going John DeWard. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on John DeWard. Billy not happy with that one right in front of us. Again, Dort is a tough team because they got a lot of guys that just try to drive the ball to the basket with no intention of going up for the shot. They just kind of run into you, and you get hit with a personal foul. Reynolds to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. He's now 4 out of 8 from the line this afternoon. Here comes Drew Callahan into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing John DeWard. Also going out is going to be Sampson for the Dort defenders. And Patrick Knoblaugh comes back into the ball game. A shot by Rundles from the line is going to be up there and in. So now Dort has got a one-point lead over Hastings. The score is 36-35. Hastings with the ball now with 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Carson Bloom has got it. Bloom now goes over to Brandon Krause. 20 seconds to play. 18 on the shot clock, so Hastings off to get a shot away with a couple of seconds left on the game clock. 13 seconds. Here's a Brandon Krause. Works the offense. Now to Carson Bloom on the wing. Bounce pass will be deflected away from Callahan. The ball's picked up by Dort running back the other way. Walters throw up to the goal. He's fouling the play. Hastings turns it over. Waldersdorf takes it back the other way, and a personal foul is going to be called on Brandon Krause. That's going to be his second. So now Tyler Waldersdorf will go to the free-throw line. Waldersdorf, a 67% foul shooter on the season here for the Dort defenders. He'll have a couple of shots here as he was fouled in the active shooting. His shot is up there, and the shot is short. No good. Waldersdorf averages 12.8 points per ball game. He's got two so far this afternoon. 36-35, Dort is trailing Hastings College here in the first half of play. Waldersdorf will go back to the free throw line. The 6'5" senior out of Sioux Center. His shot is up there. It hits the back iron, dances around, and falls off. No good. Rebound Hastings. Bloom has got it, and he's fouled in the play. Or is it? Hastings wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Time expires here in the first half. So Hastings College is going to have the lead over the Dort defenders here at halftime. The score, it is Hastings 36, Dort 35. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, New View Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from New View Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with New View Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Hey, whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Sioux Center this afternoon. Hastings College has got the lead of the men's ball game here at halftime over Dort. The score is 36-35. Halftime show brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for the family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So the Broncos have the lead here at halftime, 36-35. We'll get to the halftime numbers here shortly. Earlier today, the Hastings College women's basketball team picked up a win over Dort by the score of 66-49. Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter joins us here at halftime. And coach, a win here this afternoon. I thought the defensively played extremely well, especially in the first 10 or 11 minutes of the basketball game tonight.
Yeah, we came out and played with a lot of energy. We obviously knew that the first time we played these guys, we pressured them in the backcourt quite a bit and turned them over. We didn't turn them over quite as many times today, but we wore on them, you know. I felt like in the last 10 minutes of the game, it just seemed like, you know, that pressure constantly over the course of the game kind of wore them out. And like I said, we didn't create as many steals as we did the first game, but we were definitely effective in what we were trying to do.
Gave up a lot of points on the board in the first half. We missed a lot of easy shots that normally would go down for us.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating because we executed our offense fairly well and got really good looks. In fact, we got some dead layups that we couldn't get to fall. So a couple of wide open threes off of some flare screens. And, you know, sometimes that can be a little bit deflating when you're executing, and you just can't knock down shots. So I thought our kids did a good job, though, of continuing to move the ball keep working to get good shots, and eventually, you know, we had some fall in the second half.
Yeah, we had just 26 points on the board at halftime here today, but that was more of maybe what we were doing offensively than maybe what Dort was doing defensively.
Yeah, like I said, you know, we were able to get shots. Some of them weren't falling, and then they did a good job of mixing up their defenses. They went from man to zone about three or four different times in the first half, and anytime teams do that, you know, it gets you a little bit out of sync, out of rhythm. Then they stayed in the 2-3 zone until the end of the half, and we went in halftime and made a couple adjustments to what we were doing against the zone, and I think we held them to 15 in the first half. So I was really pleased with our defense, especially in the first half.
At 26-15 at halftime, Hastings College had the advantage. Maybe the big story was getting Michael Holston a little bit of foul trouble, did not play a whole lot. And I think they're a little bit different team with her on the sideline, obviously.
Yeah, you know, that was one of the things we know. You know, if you box her out, sometimes she'll have she's so long that she has a tendency to want to just reach over bodies. And she got a couple fouls that way, you know, just we boxed her out and she went over the back. So it helps to, yeah, get her out of the game. And she had to sit for several minutes in the first half and then got her fourth foul early in the second half. So, you know, it's one of those things where we knew they were going to try to pound it into her. And she's good on the boards. She's quick and athletic and obviously long. She changes shots, too.
It wasn't easy, but we got to Jamie, her 1,000th point here at Hastings College. I think she had four opportunities to finally knock it down, but she hit on a three-pointer. Just talk about her joining the 1,000 points career total here at Hastings College in just 2 years.
Yeah, you know, we weren't really even trying to necessarily run sets for her. I didn't even know for sure how many points she had. I wasn't aware. I knew she needed 16 to get to 1,000. But, you know, when you talk about Jamie, it's really, really impressive that she has scored 1,000 points in essentially, you know, a season and three quarters so far. So, great shot.
It's the second time that this has happened. It happened when you were in the locker room earlier. They had a half-court shot. They just hit a half-court shot here in the men's ball game to win another great, fabulous prize here at Sioux Center. But again, Jamie
made me lose my train of thought.
Yeah,
Mike.
We were talking about Jamie and how great of a leader she was.
Yeah, she is a great leader, and obviously she can score it. And like I said, to be able to get to 1,000 in just a season and about three-quarters of the way through this season. So really, really impressive, and she's meant so much to our team. And you know, she not only can get herself shots, but also creates for other people and is a great passer. And we've talked several times about how great of a leader she is. So really proud of her, and this was a really cool day for her and for the rest of our team, you know, kind of trying to come back here and play well for Chanel, as she had such a great, great game here last year. I think she had about four or five steals in a row right before the half and really busted it open for us. So, you know, it's been a good day back here and a lot of good team stuff happened today.
So Hastings College wins it here today by a score of 66-49 as you move on now. You got the Doane College Tigers coming up next Wednesday. And that'll be a home ball game, and that's a team that's you always talk about how talented they are and how dangerous they are, and we've seen that a couple of times when we play down at Crete.
Yeah, very dangerous. They're very talented. Obviously, Dostal, you know, being a senior, and she's really smart, and she's a good player. And you know, they've got a lot of players around her this year who can also hurt you, so you can't just pay attention to her. And Doane's a team that has almost knocked off, you know, a couple of teams at home in the last couple of weeks, almost beat Morningside, played them to overtime, and then had a close one with Concordia this past week. So they're playing well, and they, you know, we always see see the best effort from Doan for sure.
They're trailing us in the conference standings. They're right behind us at 8-6. They lost today, so they fall down a little bit. But they're battling for that number four spot, and then we move up to the number three spot. So now we're in the position we start to jockey for at least the top four seeds. You want to be in the top four at least when we get to the GPAC tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so important to get that first game at home, and it also, people don't realize the travel, you know, and how if you have to travel that first game, it makes the whole conference tournament a lot tougher. So, you know, we just taking one game at a time and just trying to position ourselves to finish in that top three or fourth spot.
Do you even talk about the postseason at this point in time with a couple of weeks to go, or you just play every game and whatever happens, happens?
I mean, you know, we talk about making sure that we don't take anything for granted, any opportunities for granted. But, you know, when you start talking about where you're going to finish and all those things, it's just your kids start to play tight. And so, you know, like we've talked about all season long, it's one game at a time, and we'll focus on Doan, and then we'll focus on the next game and we'll try to control what we can control, and that's us.
Yeah, Hastings winning today by a score of 66-49. Didn't want to dive too much into the week with Chanel on the sidelines before the ball game, but what was the week like? You talked about Chanel being a leader, one of the leaders on this team.
Yeah.
How was the week like?
Well, it's an emotional thing, you know. It's one of those things where obviously Chanel's just a sophomore, but she's been an integral part of our team for the last couple of years, and she just has the personality where she's a great teammate and everybody likes her, and it's just been so disheartening because she's gone, you know, from oh, you dislocated your knee to now you've got a torn ACL, and now, you know, you've got all this stuff torn up in your knee, and we all know it's going to be a long, tough recovery for her, and our kids just rallied around her, and we've just talked a lot about making sure that everybody's given absolute effort. Chanel wouldn't want anything more than to be with her team playing here today, and unfortunately, she just had a surgery yesterday, so they're all supportive, and it's probably made our team even closer than we were before that.
We're probably in a better place today than she is today, I'll guarantee
you.
Yeah,
for sure. So
Hastings Hounds looks forward to Doan coming up next Wednesday. Can savor this one. We'll get home and get ready for the Tigers next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep. Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos with a lead here at halftime, 36-35, by the way, in the girls' ball game today. It was Jamie Van Kirk leading the way, 18 points in the ball game today for Hastings. Ollie Samuelson also in double figures as she scores 10 points. Hastings, they improved to 15-7 now in the season, 9-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll take another break. We'll come back, check the scoring here in the first half of the men's ball game as we continue with Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Sioux Center this afternoon. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS, 36-35. Hastings has got the lead here at halftime over the defenders. In the first half, Hastings ended up shooting 50%. 13 out of 26 for 50%. Dort was 11 out of 31 for 35%. Hastings hit 6 out of 10 from three-point range, 60%. Dort was 3 out of 11 for 27%. From the free throw line, Hastings 4 out of 11 for 36%. Dort They got to the line 17 times in the first half. They converted on 10 of those for 58%. Rebounds, Dorton has a 7-rebound advantage, 24-17 over Hastings. Dorton had 10 offensive rebounds. Hastings had 5. Dort with 14 defensive rebounds. Hastings had 12. The rebounding obviously going to be a factor here in the second half. Hastings going to close that gap a little bit. 6 turnovers for Hastings College. So far in the basketball game, Dort has been charged with 5. 1 block shot, 3 steals for Hastings. 1 block shot, 3 steals for Dort. Leading rebounder for Hastings here in the first half of play was Carson Bloom. He had 3. John DeWard also with 3 rebounds. Scoring-wise, Hastings getting 10 points in the first half from Connor Musel, 7 from Carson Bloom, and 7 from Tobin Reinwald. Then they've got to 3 points from Damian Austin, 3 from Jake Hansen, 2 from Drew Callahan, and 1 for Brandon Krause. The Dort defenders, they got 10 points in the first half from Alex Terpstra. He knocked down 3 three-pointers. Nathan Rendles, we've held him to just 7 points. 5 free throws and a field goal for Rendles, who's averaging 16.6 on the season. The other scores for Dort: Leighton Sampson has got 6. Taylor Feenstra has got 6. David Dan Herter has got 2. Tyler Waldersdorf has got 2. Ryan Sumner has got 2 points. So Hastings defensively has done an outstanding job here in this first half of play, holding Dort to 35 points. 35% shooting, including 27% from three-point territory. And the Broncos have the lead. Maybe rebounding, and again, they're getting to the free throw line 17 times there in the first half. Went to the line 34 times the first time we played these guys back in mid-December. So Hastings has got the lead, 36-35 as we start this second half of play. Dort won a 12-2 run in the first half. They had a 10-point lead over Hastings, and the Broncos erased that, and then some. Here's Reinwald, his shot in the lane is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald gets the second half started with a jumper in the lane. It's now a 38-35 ball game. Dort trailing in the contest. O'Donnell has got it out on top now to Rendles as they get it down low, and his shot is up and in. He's fouling the play. Sliding to the basket, Rendles got him the ball. That's a Waldersdorf. They'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Tyler Waldersdorf gets his second field goal of the ball game. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Reinwald. That's 3 fouls on Tobin Reinwald, and we've got 19:29 to play in the ball game. Shot is up there and is good by Waldersdorf. So a 3-point play. Just like that, the Hastings 3-point lead has vanished. We're tied up at 38 points apiece here in the second half. A good ball game. Hastings has never won in this building ever since we started playing these guys. Here's Bloom. His shot in the lane is no good, but he's hacked to the arm. Personal foul here is going to be called on Waldersdorf for Dort. That's going to be his second personal foul. We're going to have some free throws coming up now with Carson Bloom. Bloom will go to the line. Carson, so far in the ball game, he's got 7 points. He's 0 out of 1 from the line. Carson is 70% foul shooter. His shot is up there and in. So Carson Bloom gets the free throw to go down. The score is now 39-38. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Next shot by Bloom is up there. That one rattles out. No good. But Carson, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Dan Herter gets the rebound. Here come the Dort defenders. Nathan Rendles comes across the top to Waldersdorf. He drives it against Callahan. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tip try, no good. Bound for the rebound. 3-4 players to the deck. And we have a jump ball called here. A jump ball is called. And they give the ball to Dort on the alternating jump. So it'll be Dort playing it in baseline left side underneath their own basket. It's a 39-38 ball game. Hastings has got a 1-point lead. Here's Rendles with the ball down here in the baseline. He goes up with a shot, and it's going to be blocked out of his hands, but another foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Bloom of Hastings. So Bloom now with 2 personal fouls for Hastings. Nathan Rendles goes to the free throw line for Dort. He has got 7 points. His shot is up there. It's good. He's now 6 out of 10 from the free throw line. This guy has shot 169 free throws coming into this basketball game here this afternoon, and he's got 11 right now. Next one is up there is good. So that gives Dort a 1-point lead again over Hastings, 40-39. Hastings comes back with the ball. Here's a Damian Austin. Austin comes over to Carson Bloom, high left side. Carson puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Callahan. Callahan down to Damian Austin. Austin dribbling here, moves it to the left side on the dribble, reverses the ball, gets to the Callahan. Callahan sends it to Reinwald. Spins at the top of the three-point circle, moves the ball down to the baseline, goes up for the shot. He's going to be fouled into play. Reinwald takes it to the basket there, and he is fouled into play. It's going to go on Andrew O'Donnell of Dort. That's going to be his second. So going to the line for Hastings is going to be Tobin Reinwald. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Now 19th on the career scoring list at Hastings College, surpassing Tim Shanahan this afternoon. Shot is up there. That one is no good. They'll have one more. Next on the radar screen for Tobin on that career scoring list is Dennis Lesser at number 18 on the list. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Hastings has come back to tie the score now at 40 points apiece with 18:34 to play in the second half. For the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center this afternoon. Hastings looking for their third straight win here this afternoon. Here's Waldersdorf. His pass deflected, picked up here by Reynolds. He takes it to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Just winds his way. He's like a little snake. Winds his way between a couple of defenders there and took it to the hole and scores. Reynolds now with 11 points in the ball game. Dort is out on top now by a score of 42-40. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. We're 2 minutes into the second half. Here's a Reinwald with the ball. Tobin sends it over here on the wing to Carson Bloom. Lob pass inside. Lena grabs the ball, and he's going to be hammered on the play. They're getting to the basket, but they're holding us down in there. Now a foul is going to be called again on Den Herter. That's going to be his second. It's going to be a non-shooting foul this time before the shot was taken by Hastings College. The Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Callahan has got it down to Damian Austin, and now another foul is going to be called. Reynolds picked up a foul. It's going to be his second. Let him play here, guys. We're going to be here all day. 17:53 to play. 42-40 is the score. Hastings trailing by 2 points, but the Broncos have the ball. Here's Austin to Reinwald for three. His shot is up there. Shazam! Yeah, three-pointer, Tobin Reinwald. 13 points now for Reinwald. Hastings has the lead, 43-42. Here's Sumner at the other end for three. A shot good. Ryan Sumner answers right back with a three, and now Dort calls a timeout. Dort calls a timeout, 17:34 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 45, Hastings 43.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Doan has got the lead over Dakota Wesleyan at halftime in men's college basketball, 40-29. Midland has also got the lead in their ball game here this afternoon. Midland is playing at Northwestern. They've got the lead 56-39. Now a jump ball is going to be called there as Hastings took the ball to the hole. It's going to be Zach Lena tied up in the play, but the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos, so it'll stay right here. Hastings will play things in. So it's 45-43, 17:21 to play. They're in the basketball game. Hastings with the ball. Austin goes to Reinwald at the free throw line, dribbles down the lane. His shot from short range is no good. And the rebound to Waldersdorf. Waldersdorf gets it away. Here come the Dort defenders flying up the floor. Reynolds gets the ball to Sumner, not to Waldersdorf. Waldersdorf moves it down in the corner. That's O'Donnell with the ball. O'Donnell back outside to a Reynolds. Entry pass to get it inside to Waldersdorf, and he's fouled in a play. Waldersdorf will go to the free throw line now for the Dort defenders. He's fouling the play here by Lena of Hastings. That's going to be Zach's third. So now Waldersdorf will go to the free throw line. Just about every trip down the floor for each team, we've had free throws. Waldersdorf's charity toss is up there and in. They'll get one more. Here comes a Dort back into the ball game. Lena will check out. Then Herter is going to check out now for Dort, and coming in will be Leighton Sampson, who hit three field goals in the first half of play. Dort back out to a three-point lead, 46-43. They led by 10 in the first half. Big shot is up there by Waldersdorf. That one rattles off, no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Hastings. Ryan Walders got the rebound. He hands it away down to Austin. So the Broncos are down by 3 points, under 17 minutes to play in the basketball game. There's Damian Austin now to a John DeWard. DeWard out here in three-point territory. Comes out to Reinwald between the circles. The Carson Bloom down the lane. He goes against Waldersdorf and scores. Carson Bloom takes it to the rack and scores. He's got 10 points in the ballgame. 46-45. Hastings down by one. Twisting in the lane. Scoring is Nathan Rendles. Rendles now with 13. 48-45. Hastings down by three. Here's Callahan with the ball traveling. Callahan called for the traveling violation on the wing on the right side. That's going to be the eighth turnover on Hastings. Reinwald checks out. Here comes Brandon Krause back into the ball game for the Broncos. 48-45. Hastings down by 3 points. Dort has now got the ball. Here's a Nathan Rendles on the dribble. Back into the offensive zone for the Dort defenders, dressed in their white and gold uniforms here this afternoon. Sumner on the wing has it jarred loose. Sumner picks it back up. Sumner gets the ball in the hands of Terpstra, who hit 3 three-pointers in the first half of play. Here's Rendles. Pulls up at the arc, bounce pass to Sampson, spins toward the baseline, DeWard right in his face. A pass over here on the left side, driving his Terpstra, shot's good. Alex Terpstra scores. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. It's 50-45 again. A 5-point lead for Dort. Dort went on a 12-2 run in the first half of play. After the score was tied, that was their biggest lead of the ballgame. Hastings battled back to grab the lead by halftime, and now the Broncos have fallen behind by 5. Here early in the second half at 50-45. There's DeWard. It's not good. John Bailey got away with a traveling violation there as he took the ball in the hole. 50-47 is the score. Hastings is now down by 3 points in the ball game with 15-18 remaining in the ball game. Here's Rendles with the ball. Nathan Rendles to Sumner out on top to Waldersdorf for three. Shot good. Tyler Waldersdorf knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Timeout, Hastings. Broncos have fallen behind by 6 points. We're in the second half of play. 15 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with the score. Dort 53, Hastings 47.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know. Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weathertight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. Available from Square Deal Lumber and Holstein. BuySquareDeal.com or call them at 402-756-5881.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College trailing the ball game 53-46. Broncos looking for their third win of this little run here that we've got going here at the end of the season. After a 10-game losing streak, the Broncos have come back to win two straight, looking for number three right here. Hastings trailing 53-47. Broncos on the ball. Here's a Brandon Krause. Brandon Krause on the wing on the left side. They'll send it down in the corner. That's Reinwald. He drives the baseline toward the goal. His follow-away jumper is up there. Short, no good. Rebound Terpstra. Terpstra has got the rebound down to a Nathan Rendles. Rendles runs her back the other way. Drives it into the lane. Kicks it out here to Waldersdorf. He takes the ball to the rack. His shot good. Waldersdorf now with 11 points in the ball game, 55-47. Dort has got the lead, and now the crowd is into the ball game here in Sioux Center. Hastings with the ball. There's Musial in the lane. Can't do anything. Comes out of John DeWard. Now to Brandon Krause. Krause looking to penetrate. He's cut off. Now to Damian Austin. Austin between a couple of defenders down in the corner. Now to DeWard. Out to Krause. 13 left in the shot clock. Brandon Krause takes the ball there inside the three-point arc, and he sends it down on the baseline to John DeWard, who's going to be hammered on the play. Taylor Feenstra picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So John DeWard will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. DeWard has got 4 points in the basketball game. His first free throw of the day is up there and in. DeWard is a 69% foul shooter on the season. DeWard, 6'6", a junior out of Utica, Nebraska. He was a starter earlier in the season, but it's kind of given away to the freshman from North Platte in Callahan. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by DeWard. They'll get a whistle. And see, somebody was in the lane, I think, too soon. DeWard's going to have another chance here. 55-48 is the score. Hastings down by 7 points here with 14-11 to play. John DeWard's next shot is up there. That one rattles out, no good. And the rebound comes down to a Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra with a rebound. He gets it in the hands now of Nathan Reynolds. Down to a Sumner. Ryan Sumner circles around, gives it away now to Nathan Reynolds in the lane. He puts up a shot off balance up there and in. Boy, Dort getting a very high percentage shots now. As they're getting most of their shots right into the lane against Hastings. And it's 57-48. Broncos are down by 9 points. Now they got to make a run here. Here's the Connor Buzo with the ball. Now to Damian Austin at the free throw line. Jump pass comes over here to Krause for three. Shot is up there. Hits the front iron. No good. And the ball is picked up on the hop here by Feenstra. Taylor Feenstra with the ball. He loses it to a Waldersdorf into the forecourt. Now to a Reynolds. He drives it against Krause. His shot no good. And Krause grabs the ball when he was laying on his back. He was knocked down as they were taking it to the basket there, and Krause grabs the ball, but he was laying around on the end line. He's out of bounds, so Dort will play things in. 13-24 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Dort now by a score of 57-48. Terpstra will inbound the ball. They get to Feenstra right at the free throw line. He puts up a shot good. Taylor Feenstra scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and Dort now out to an 11-point lead, 59-48. This one's slipping away. 13-13 to play in the basketball game. Damian Austin, he gets away, drives into the hole, and shot no good, but he's going to be fouling the play. Both teams taking ball to the rack here in this basketball game. We've seen plenty of fouls. This foul is going to go on Waldersdorf. That's going to be his third. So Damian Austin, we're going to the free throw line. That's a guy who is among tall timber when he takes the ball to the rack. He's only 5'9", freshman out of Kearney. Played soccer during the fall season. Now playing basketball here for Billy Gavers. Damon Austin's free throw is up there and in. He'll get one more. And the ball game now is going to be Nabla. He comes in for Dort. Also coming in will be O'Donnell. Hastings is down by 10 points. 13:05 to play in the ball game. 59-49. Here comes the next shot from Damon Austin. It's up there. It's shot good. So he connects on both free throws. Hastings back to within 9 points now at 59-50. Nabla has got the ball. Nabla now to O'Donnell. O'Donnell here on the near side. Hastings has now gone to a zone defense. We thought we would see this today. Hastings has now gone to a zone defense against the Dort defenders. Sumner gets the ball to O'Donnell. He drives it in a turnover. Hastings picks up the ball at the other end. Damian Austin is shot no good. Tip try no good. Hastings wanted to foul and he didn't get it. Here's O'Donnell coming back the other way for Dort. The Terpstra, a shot up and in. Left side, Nabla, he scores. 61-50, Hastings down by 11. Carson Bloom sends it to the right sideline. His shot is up there by Jake Hansen. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Feenstra. And now the crowd and Dort in this basketball game with an 11-point lead with 12-11 to play in the contest. Sumner has got the ball down in the corner, works against Jake Hansen. Comes out here, O'Donnell. Down to Sumner, high left side. Terpstra takes a three, a shot over Austin, good. Terpstra now at 15, and Dort has opened up a 14-point lead. 63-50 with 11:15 to play. This place can get loud now, and now Billy wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings. 11:47 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 64. Hastings 50.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Dope.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hey, don't forget, it'll be the first Tuesday of the month next Tuesday. We're all going to be hanging out, Valentino's of Hastings for Bronco Talk. It's from noon until 1 o'clock in the first Tuesday of every month. Your chance to hear from the coaches, chance for you to ask some questions, enjoy a delicious lunch. So we invite you to join us. We'll be hanging out at Valentino's this coming Tuesday between noon and 1. It'll be our February Bronco Talk. You're invited to join us at Valentino's of Hastings. 11:47 to play. Here in the basketball game, 64-50 is the score. The Dort defenders have got the lead. Jake Hansen with the ball for Hastings. There's a pass high. Reinwald picks up in the corner. Down to Bloom for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Bloom knocked down. No foul. Rebound comes down to John DeWard. Keeps it alive down to Musil. Musil on the far sideline to John DeWard. Comes across the top to Reinwald. Down to Jake Hansen. Hansen gets the Musil. Connor takes the ball to the rack. His shot is up there. Good. Connor Musil drives it to the hole and scores. He's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings down by a dozen now, 64-52. Here's a Dort with the ball. Dort down in the corner. Sumner has got it. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to his right. Comes out here into 3 points in its way. Knoblaw. Knoblaw now to Terpstra. Terpstra lobs it inside to Knoblaw at the elbow. Outside to Sumner for three. Shot is up there. No good. And we got a foul call on the rebound. The foul is going to go on the rebound. O'Donnell trying to tip the ball to a teammate down there on the baseline. Now the official is going to confer down there. They have a foul called, I think, on Hastings. It's going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his fourth foul. So four fouls now on Tobin Reinwald, and we still got 10 minutes and 57 seconds to play in this basketball game. Krause is going to come in, and now our leading scorer and the fourth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Tobin Reinwald, is going to be on the bench. Four personal fouls on Reinwald. We'll see how long Billy will let him set here. He had a non-shooting situation. Dort's going to play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. P.J. Trammell will inbound the ball. Playing his first of varsity ball game here today. Inbounds pass is going to be deflected. Back out of bounds there by Bloom. Yeah, Trammell was on the junior varsity team. He's a junior college player that they have here at Dort. He's been playing down at a junior varsity level. They moved him up for this ball game today, and he's seen quite a bit of playing time. Here's a Rendles with the ball. Rendles has it knocked loose. It's picked up by Hastings. That's Carson Bloom with it, and he's going to be fouling the play as he came up the floor. The foul here is going to go on Rendles. He had a few words with the officials right in front of us. Officials just staring him down here. Now we're going to have let's see, that's going to be team foul number 7 called on the Dort defenders here in the second half of play. So Hastings will have a 1-1 situation. Walter Stewart comes back in. O'Donnell checks out for Dort. There's going to be Carson Bloom to the free throw line for Hastings. 1 out of 2 so far today. A 1-1 situation for Bloom. Hastings is down by 12 points, 64-52. Shot is up there and in. Carson will get one more. 10 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings had a 36-35 lead at halftime. Carson Bloom will have one more. The product out of Minden. His shot is up there. Hits the front iron and rolls off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Leighton Sampson. Gets it into the hands of Rendles. Down to a Trammell here on the near side. Back out to Rendles. Bounce pass. Left side of the lane. The ball is going to be knocked around. We got a jump ball called. As Musil down there fighting for it. Left side of the lane with the Walderstorff. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Dort defenders, so they will play things in. John DeWard checks out for Hastings College. Back in there is going to be Zach Lena. So down to 10 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Here in this ball game, Dort is out on top of Hastings by a score of 64-53. Trammell with the ball out between the circles now to O'Donnell. Brings it to the right side of the floor. Gets it to Walderstorff. Right at the top of the arc, Walderstorff. Now to Trammell, drives it down their lane. His shot's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. Trammell was hammered in the play, but he falls down. No foul called. It's going to be Dort inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Rendles comes back in. Trammell checks out. Dort will play things in. 9 seconds left in the shot clock. They get it down in the corner. Hastings went back to a man-to-man defense here. Walderstorff driving it. He's going to be fouled into play. It's Carson Bloom got into Walderstorff driving it to the hole. Bloom picks up his fourth personal foul. But check that, three fouls now on Bloom. He's got three, and Reinwald's got four. Tobin's on the bench. To the free throw line is Walderstorff. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 2 out of 5 from the line. Walderstorff's free throw is up there, and the shot is good. So Dort getting the ball to the basket, drawing personal fouls, had 17 free throws in the first half of play. Walderstorff's next free throw is up there, is good. That one barely rattles the net when it went through. And Dort, 66-53 now. 10 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings with the ball. Here's Carson Bloom around the screen from Lena. Open for three. Takes a shot and misses. No good. And the rebound comes down to Feenstra, rather to Sampson. Leighton Sampson gets the ball now to Walderstorff. Walderstorff gets it away to Terpstra. Takes the ball to the basket. Shot good. Circles around his screen and got it right to the hole and drops it down through there. He's got 17. That's now 68-53. Here's a traveling violation. 9 turnovers now in Hastings. 68-53. Dorn has got the lead. And now the defenders will come back the other direction. This team beat us earlier this season, 83-76. In the ball game played at the Osborne Sports Complex. Reynolds now to Walderstorff again. He drives the ball to the hole. The shot good. Walderstorff scoring again. He's got 15. 70-53. Hastings has no answer for the Dort offense here, especially the last couple of minutes. Here's Brandon Krause. He's going to take the ball to the rack. His shot is up there and in. Brandon Krause scores. That's his first field goal. Krause now with 3 points in the ball game for Hastings. There's a pass to the 10-second line. O'Donnell races it into the offensive zone here for the defenders. Walderstorff at the top of the key to Terpstra. Down to Reynolds again. Drives the baseline. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And rebound to Lena. He's going to be fouled in the play by Walderstorff. Tyler Walderstorff picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth foul now. That's team foul number 8 on Dort. So the Broncos are down 70-55. Here in this second half, we got 9 minutes and 2 seconds to play. Hastings will go to the free throw line. Broncos will play at home next Wednesday night against the Doane College Tigers. 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. Our pregame show begins at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Shot from the free throw line by Lena is up there and in. That's the first point of the ball game for Zach Lena. He had 13 the last time we played these guys. Lena averaging 11.5 in the season. He hits his first free throw here. The second one is up there from Zach. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Callahan for Hastings. Drew Callahan gets it out here to Brandon Krause of the Broncos. Trying to tack on a few more points here on this possession. 70-56. Krause takes the ball down the right side of the lane. His shot no good. Rebound Callahan. Follow shot good. Drew Callahan got the offensive rebound and a putback. It's now 70-58. Broncos are down by 12 points again with 8:39 to play here in the ball game. Nathan Reynolds with the ball. He works out top against it. Damian Austin. Reynolds down the right sideline. Kicks it down to the baseline to the rack. His shot no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Austin. Austin has got the ball for Hastings. 3-on-2. The Musial shot good. He's fouling the play. Great job there by Damian Austin on the transition. Got the ball to Connor Musial. Flew to the basket. He hits the field goal and one, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. The foul goes on Walderstorff. That's going to be his fourth foul. So the free throw line is going to be Connor Musial. The foul is going to go on Andrew O'Donnell. That's going to be his third. Feenstra comes back into the ballgame. David Den Herter goes out. Connor Musial to the line. He's got 14 points in the basketball game here for Hastings College. So Connor Musial to the line here. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Hughes now with 15 in the ball game. 70-61. Hastings back within 9 points here. With 8 minutes and 18 seconds to play, we need some stops on defense now. Here's O'Donnell with the ball. O'Donnell moves it over on the right side to Reynolds. Reynolds goes to Feenstra. He is double-teamed. Feenstra gets rid of it. Now here to a Sumner. O'Donnell now, he drives the ball. He has problems with it underneath the basket. It goes out of bounds. Last touch here by Lena. So it's going to be Dort playing things in. Tobin Reinwald comes back in the ball game now for Hastings. He'll play with four personal fouls with 7 minutes and 59 seconds to play in this basketball game. 70-61. Here's Reynolds with the ball. Reynolds, penetration, leads it down to the baseline. Feenstra, his shot is up there and in. Taylor Feenstra scores on the short left baseline. About a 10-footer. He's got 10 points in the ball game, 72-61. Hastings College trailing in the ball game. Hastings with the ball. Here's Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald penetrates, powers his way to the goal, and we're going to have a foul called. Surprise, surprise. Another foul here on Andrew O'Donnell. That's going to be his fourth. So Tobin just kind of using the same philosophy as we have seen on the other end, and that's just put your head down and just bowl your way to the basket like a big old bulldozer. Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line. He's got 13 in the ball game. 2 out of 3 from the line. His shot is up there and in. Tobin will have another one. Fourth in the conference this week in scoring in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 18.6 points per ball game. Tobin had 20 the last time these two teams played. Reinwald's next free throw is up there. It's going to be good. 72-63. Again, Hastings within 9 points here. That was 7 minutes and 33 seconds to play. So Dorn has got the ball. Here's a Nathan Reynolds with it now. Comes across the top to Knoblaugh, who's back into the ball game. The Terpstra, the Sumner. Now to Reynolds here on the right side. Nathan Reynolds inside the ring. Bounce pass. It can be deflected, and it's going to be off the fingertips of Zach Lena. I don't know if they opened up the gates at halftime for free admission, but the place is pretty well filled up now here in the second half at the DeWitt Gymnasium here in Sioux Center. Place is jammed. Knoblaugh has got it down for Dort. Comes out to a Terpstra, bounce pass right side of the lane to Feenstra. The ball is deflected away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dort ball. Lena was over here to try to save the ball. He goes falling into the Dort bench when he was stepping on the sideline. So Dort will play things in now right in front of their own bench. 11 seconds left in the shot clock, 7:08 to play in the game. 72-63. Hastings College down by 9 points. They get it in here to Feenstra as it knocked loose and is picked up by Musil. Connor Musil has got the ball for Hastings out to Callahan. He shot his up there. He's hammered on the play. The ball goes out of bounds. A block shot there, and Billy's hot. Hastings looking for a foul. Bill Gavers all the way down at the end of the bench here. Wanting a personal foul call there as he's jawing with the official. Here comes Reinwald back in now for Hastings. Krause will check out, so they will get him in here with an offensive opportunity. Tobin trying to protect himself here. He's got four fouls. Callahan has got the ball. Callahan, a little shoulder into Feenstra there. Here's a Damian Austin. He falls down with the ball. He gets it to Callahan. Drew Callahan back out to Damian Austin. Damian dribbling with the ball. Austin takes it to the right side of the floor. Gets it now to Reinwald. Reinwald puts him out of the air. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. It comes to the near sideline out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. This thing is borderline getting out of control here. As many fouls as we have seen. Now the players are starting to chirp back and forth here. Hastings to the ball, 7 seconds on the shot clock. Damian Austin has got it. Now we got another foul. An offensive foul this time called on Hastings for an illegal screen. It's going to go on Zach Lena. That's going to be his fourth. So now Zach's got four. Tobin has got four. And now Hastings, I think, wants to call a timeout. Yeah, Hastings wants to call a quick timeout here. 7:33 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Dort 72, Hastings 63.
This is straight from the heart. It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, February 14th, showcasing 12 schools, 6 games, beginning at 11 a.m. in the comfort of the Heartland Event Center. Your ticket is good for the entire day. See Amherst Ravenna, St. Cecilia BDS,
Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic,
Aurora GICC,
Elkhorn South Columbus Scotus,
Oak Hill Academy Omaha South. Buy tickets at the Heartland Event Center box office or log on to Ticketmaster.com.
1230 KHAS.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by Husker Power Products, with irrigation and industrial engines, pumps, and generators. Online at HuskerPowerProducts.com. Dort will inbound the ball here in backcourt. The defenders have a 72-63 lead over Hastings College here in this one. It's going to be Dort moving it over here on the right side. Down to Rindles. He gets it underneath the hole. It's shot up and in. Rindles goes to Feenstra and he scores. Really messing around with my microphone as he throws it down on the scorer's table there. 74-63 is the score. Damian Austin comes over here to Connor Musel at the top of the key. Musel double teamed, the ball poked away. Musel picks her back up. Down to Callahan. Callahan gets it to Brandon Krause. Hastings down by 11. Krause with the ball. Brandon drives his way to the goal. Now pulls up a shot. Is up there and in. Brandon Krause hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points. It's now 74-65. Hastings needing some stops now on defense. Broncos need some stops on defense. Here's Nathan Rindles with the ball. He just lobs it over here to the right side. With it there is going to be Knoblaugh. He comes out to Rindles. He drives it. Now leaves it down in the corner. A long three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down offensively to Feenstra. Feenstra now to Sumner. That three-pointer put up there by Terpstra, who fell out of bounds, but no foul called. Terpstra's got the ball again. This time he drives it to the hole. His shot's going to be no good. And he's fouled in the play by Callahan, who swats the ball out of there, but he's going to be charged with a personal foul. Drew Callahan gets hit with his first personal foul in the ball game. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. So now we're going to have a bonus situation for Dort from the rest of the way. Terpstra will go to the free throw line. He was fouled in the act of shooting. He'll get two shots here. His shot is up there and good, the first one. He's down 2 out of 3 from the line. It's now a 75-65 ball game. Hastings College down by 10. Alex Terpstra will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. But one of the things that Billy talked about in the pregame, we had to out-rebound these guys, and we had to keep these guys off of the free throw line, and that has not happened here today. Brandon Krause, free throw line jumper, put up there and in. Krause with his third field goal in the ball game. He's got 7. Again, the Broncos are down by 9 points. They can't get any closer. 76-67. We'll be down to a 9 a couple of times here in the past couple of minutes. This ball deflected away. Rindles picks it back up and scores. Dort is hitting some big shots every time down the floor here. He's got 17 now, Nathan Rindles does. 78-67, down to 4:42 to play. There's a Damian Austin with the ball. Austin gets away from Rindles, drives it down the lane, is running one-hander. Good. Damian Austin now with 7 points in the ball game, and again, the Broncos are within 9 points. Needing some stops on defense here in the last couple of minutes, 78-69. Here's a Nathan Rindles. He works out on top against Damian Austin. Now to Knoblaugh. Knoblaugh gets it to Sumner. He drives it, gives it up now to Feenstra. The ball knocked loose. Feenstra picks it back up. Now drives it toward the goal. Dumps it away to Rindles. It's shot up and in. Nice pass there by Feenstra. The big guy got it down to Rindles, and he scores 80-69. Dort has got an 11-point lead again. Hastings with the ball. Here's Austin from the free throw line. Shot good. Austin now at 9 points in the ball game. 80-71. Again, a 9-point lead here for Dort. We're down to 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Again, the Broncos need to stop here on defense. Here's a Nathan Rindles with the ball. Crosses the 10-second line. Goes to Sumner. Sumner out on top. Terpstra, long three. Shot off of the mark. No good. Rebound, Hastings. Damon Austin with the ball. Runs her back 3-on-2. Austin down in the corner. Here's Tobin for 3. Yes! Tobin Reinwald hits a three-pointer from the corner. He's got 18. Hastings down within 6 points. This is as close as they have been in a while. 80-74. Now Dort wants to call a timeout. The defenders call a timeout. 3:20 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Dort 80, Hastings 74.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. If you're just joining us, Hastings led at halftime by the score of 36-35. Dortz then going on an 11-3 run here in the second half. Got out to a 14-point lead at 64-50. Dortz then increased the lead to, boy, they had a 17-point lead at one time, 70-53, but the Broncos have come back now. And Hastings is now down by only 6 points at 80-74 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. They're in regulation. Dort 15-8 on the season, 7-7 in the conference. The Defenders are currently in fifth place in the standings. Hastings College coming in. They've won their last two games over Concordia and Briarcliff and trying to pull one off on the road here this afternoon in the DeWitt Gymnasium, a place that Hastings has never won. We have never won a men's college basketball game here in this gymnasium. Hastings within 6 points now at 80-74 with 3:20 to play. Dort will play things in. Reynolds has got the ball out here, picked up by Damian Austin. Reynolds dumps it away to Waldersdorf. He's against the Reinwald, spins in the lane, goes up with a shot. Good. Callahan came over to try to help out. Reinwald was playing with four personal fouls, but couldn't get there in time, and Waldersdorf scores 82-74. Hastings down by 8 points. Broncos on the ball. Austin fakes the three. Hands it away now to Tobin. He drives it toward the goal to the basket. He goes a shot. No good. He's fouling the play. And Reinwald will go to the free throw line down for Hastings College. Tobin was fouling the play there by Alex Terpstra. That's going to be his first. So Reinwald goes to the line. Tobin with 18 in the ball game here today for the Broncos. He'll have a couple of shots here. He is now a 19th on the career scoring list at Hastings College, and a shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. He needs a 22 points today to move into 17th place past Dennis Lesser. He's got 18 points right now. Tobin's next shot is up there. It's good. So now the Broncos are down by 7 points at 82-75. Tobin's going to come out as they try to protect him again on defense, playing with four personal fouls. Brandon Krause back into the ball game. So here comes Nathan Reynolds with the ball. Nathan Reynolds out on top. Terpstra, they get it inside down to Sampson. The ball knocked loose. It comes over the near sideline. Goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Last touchdown here by the Dort defenders. Ball knocked loose from Sampson. The ball came trickling over to the near side, right in front of the scorer's table, and a motion our way. So a turnover on Dort. Hastings is going to play things in now with 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play. 82-75. The Broncos down by 7 points. The Broncos have the ball. Here's Damian Austin out here in 3 points there toward the ball. Slapped loose. Austin picks her back up. Then his pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Terpstra. Terpstra gets the ball down to Sampson. Here come the Dort defenders back in the offensive scoring zone. Reynolds has got the ball. Reynolds, he throws it to the near side, nearly out of bounds. Now he does. He throws it out of bounds. O'Donnell trying to grab it there before it went sailing into the Dort bench, but he was standing on the sideline. He got to the ball, but he was on the sideline. And the Dort defenders turn the ball away again with 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Hastings has the ball, trailing 82-75. There's Carson Bloom now. Carson Bloom behind the screen from Callahan. Carson drives it down the right side of the lane. His shot no good. Rebound loose. Scramble is on. Three players hit the deck, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go, I think, on Hastings. That's going to be the case. Brandon Krause picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. So that's going to send the defenders to the free throw line at the other end. That's 8 fouls now on Hastings. Dort has got 10. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the ball game. It's 82-75. Hastings trailing in the ball game, but Nathan Reynolds to the free throw line here for the defenders. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Reynolds now 8 out of 12 from the free throw line today. He's got 24 points in the basketball game. He scored 16 the first time around. Dort has shot a ton of free throws again today. Shot is up there, and his shot good. 84-75. It's a 9-point lead. Here's Reinwald for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Andrew O'Donnell for Dort. O'Donnell gets it to Reynolds. Down to O'Donnell again. Races across the 10-second line. Runs into Carson Bloom. Hastings with a double team. There's a pass to get it to Waldersdorf. And he's going to be fouling the play. Callahan nearly took his head off. Waldersdorf is Going to go to the free throw line. Callahan picks up the personal foul. That's Drew's second. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos. So that's going to send Tyler Walderstorff to the line. He's now got 17 points in the basketball game. Walderstorff 4 out of 7 from the stripe. Tyler Walderstorff eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. Good. 85-75 now. So Broncos had it down to 6 points. 80-74 after trailing by as many as 17 in the second half. But Dort is now hitting some free throws down the stretch here. Tyler Walderstorff will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. 86-75. Hastings with the ball. Brandon Krause down the near sideline. Brandon works one-on-one, drives it. His shot against Knoblot is up there and in, and he's fouled into play. He gets the field goal. Knoblot is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. And now Krause is going to go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Brandon Krause now with 9 points in the ball game here for Hastings College. He's 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. 86-77. Hastings is down by 9 points. Obviously a three-possession ball game now. As Krause will toe the mark here for the Broncos. Size the bucket. Let's this one fly. The shot good. 86-78. Hastings trailing here in the ball game, and now Dort wants to call a timeout as Walderstorff unable to inbound the ball back here. Dort calls a timeout. We got a 1:40 left. Here in regulation, we'll take a break with a score. Dort 86, Hastings 78.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 1:40 to apply here. The Dort defenders with a lead over Hastings. The score is 86-78. Walderstorff will inbound the ball. He gets it here to Alex Terpstra. Being guarded in backcourt. Terpstra gets the ball away to the far sideline. Now to O'Donnell. He's going to be fouled in the play. O'Donnell is going to be fouled in the far sideline there. Brandon Krause picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. As many fouls as we've seen today, I'm surprised nobody has fouled out yet. That might be coming. 1:34 to play. They're in the basketball game. That's going to send Andrew O'Donnell to the free throw line. He has not scored so far today. He's a 64% foul shooter in the season. He's 40 out of 62. So Andrew O'Donnell toes the mark. His shot is up there. Good. Dort hitting some free throws down the stretch. They've increased their lead now. Back up to 9 points at 87-78. Reinwald comes in. Damian Austin checks out now for Hastings. O'Donnell will have one more for the defenders. Puts it up there, and the shot good. 88-78, a 10-point lead. Here's Brandon Krause. He takes off, drives into the goal, and scores. Brandon Krause, like he was shot out of a cannon, takes it right down the floor and scores. Krause now with 12 points in the ball game. Here's a Dort in backcourt, and now he's going to be fouled again. Krause is going to pick up the personal foul. He was going for the steal there. He picks up his fourth personal foul. That's going to send, five fouls on Brandon Krause. So he is out of the ball game now at the 121 mark. So Krause is out. He fouls out with 12 points. That's going to send Dort to the free throw line. Billy having a chance to talk with his players here while he makes a choice to send in Damian in there for Brandon Krause now. The free throw line is going to be Nathan Rindles. 9 out of 13 from the free throw line today for Rindles. I have 2 more shots here. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. <laughs> 35 free throws now by the Dort defenders. They had 34 the last time. Next shot is up there. It's good. 90-80. Hastings down by 10 points. 1:20 to play. Carson Bloom now to Reinwald. He drives. His shot's going to be no good. Callahan grabs the ball. He goes back up. His shot no good. Tip try is up there. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Callahan with a couple of chips right around the basket there that would not go. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 1:10 to play. Dort 90, Hastings 80. They lob it to Reinwald. He drives the baseline, spins the ball, knocked loose. Reinwald picks her back up. Pass out to Musil from the corner. His shot is up there, way short, no good. Walter Storff for the rebound, foul called. Another foul here. We'll walk to the other end of the floor. Callahan picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Walderstorff. Walderstorff has got 19 points in the ballgame. He's 6 out of 9 from the free throw line. The shot is up there, and the shot is good. 91-80. Door down on top. The Thunder's looking for their 16th win of the season here this afternoon. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. The rebound comes down to Hastings. Reinwald now to Bloom for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Carson Bloom hits a three-pointer. Timeout, Hastings. Carson Bloom now with the 14 points in the basketball game. The Broncos are down by 8 points. 56 seconds to play here in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Dort 91, Hastings 83.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Dakota Wesleyan has come back to lead Doan now 79-75 with 34 seconds to play. Doan had a big lead at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan comes back in the second half, and now they lead the Tigers 79-75 with 34 seconds to play in their basketball game. 91-83 here. Dort is out on top of Hastings College. And Dort will play things in here in backcourt following the Carson Bloom three-pointer here for the Broncos offensively. Walderstorff will play things in here in backcourt. Now the Broncos going for the steal. Ball goes to the far side. That's O'Donnell. Long pass down to four. Jams it home. Leighton Sampson gets the jam. 93-83. Here's Damian for three. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Hansen. Hansen down in the corner to Musil. He throws up a three. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound Callahan needs to be mauling the play, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Walderstorff. That's going to be his fifth foul, so he becomes the first guy for Dort to foul out with 33 seconds to play. Walderstorff leaves with 20, had 18 in the second half of play. Broncos are down 93-83 here in the basketball game. Here's a Callahan at the line. His shot is up there. No good. Callahan now 0 out of 2 from the line today. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. Drew Callahan will have one more. It's a 10-point lead for the Dort defenders. Shot is up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes down to Sumner for Dort. Down the far sideline. Here come the defenders. Losing control of the ball, but it's picked up there by Sampson. Down to Terpstra. Down in the corner to Rindles, and he's fouling the play. Damian Austin picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. 23 seconds to play here in regulation is 93-83. Dort has got a 10-point lead. Nathan Reynolds again to the free throw line. He's been there with 15 shots, 10 out of 15 from the free throw line here this afternoon. His shot is up there. The shot is up, and it hangs on the lip and falls off of the right side. No good. He'll get one more. So Nathan Reynolds, who's the fifth best foul shooter in the conference at 85%, throws up his next one. That one is up there at the end. So he hits one out of two from the free throw line. Dort has got an 11-point lead with 20 seconds to play. Austin with the ball. Austin down to Callahan. High right side. He drives the ball toward the goal, and he's going to be fouling the play. He just puts his head down and drives it to the goal there. Leighton Sampson is going to be guilty of the personal foul. It's going to be his second. Coming up, our players of the game from our doubleheader this afternoon, then the coach's post-game show before we get out of here and head home. Get ready for the Doan College Tigers coming up on Wednesday night at the Osborne Sports Complex. Callahan's free throw is up there and in. He's now got 5 points in the basketball game. Hastings and Doan on Wednesday, 6 o'clock for the women, 8 o'clock for the guys. On the air with the Pepsi pregame show at 5:45. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sumner of Dort. Another foul is going to be called back here. This is going to go on Bloom. That's going to be his fourth foul. So he walked to the other end of the floor and had some more free throws at the other end. Going to the free throw line is going to be Sumner. So Brian Sumner to the line. He's got 5 points in the ball game. First chance at a free throw here today. Shot is up there, and his shot rattles out of there. No good. He'll get one more. 94-84. Hastings College down by 10 points here in this one with 12 seconds to play. Here comes the next shot. Is up there. That is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Callahan. Callahan goes to Jake Hansen. Now to Carson Bloom. A long three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Sumner. Sumner holds the ball as he gets it away here to Leighton Sampson. Ball game is over. The Dort defenders knock off Hastings College here this afternoon by 10. Dort 94, Hastings 84. So the Broncos' short two-game winning streak is over. Hastings drops to 8-16 on the season. They are now 5-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort improves to 16-8. They are now 8-7 in conference play. Dort wins it here this afternoon over Hastings, 94-84. Back with a recap after this.